taker. You'll hear a scream from College Park to Decatur.
It's cocktail time, Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Gail Gotti.
And I'm Tracy with the T.
Hey.
Hey, ladies.
And we're back.
We are back.
You guys have a good week?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you. I missed you.
I know. I missed you, too. I miss both of you guys.
Yeah, I know. We don't spend time together anymore like we used to.
Well,
girls trip.
Yes. ASAP. Right?
Number word. I know. I was busy this weekend, though.
You dropped your baby off. How was that getting on that plane, leaving him there?
I cried the whole way home.
I'm sure you did.
But
that's hard.
It made it better because Kai cried on the flight home.
Oh.
So I stayed in the bathroom with her and we cried together.
Okay. Our babies.
Right.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I know he's having a ball, though. I haven't seen his snaps, but Milan ensured me that he was okay.
Yeah.
He's good.
Lino is good.
He's fine. But I do talk to him every day, so that's good.
Yeah. Like,
that's good. I don't know that I'm ready for Milan to graduate, though. Like, my heart cannot take.
Oh, I'm done. No. Y'all going to have to shoot me with a tranquilizer and sedate me. Yeah, I'm going to be at the graduation in a wheelchair, sedated.
Oh, my God. So, when is his turn? Is he this?
May.
Oh,
yeah,
this
it's
May?
Coming
oh
quick.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's
honey.
The last of the boys.
Oh, yeah. My
yeah,
God.
Then when Booby, oh.
Yeah, it's yeah. bittersweet, but I mean, it's nothing you can do about it but keep having him.
That's true.
I mean.
No, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's official. It's that.
It's official?
You two are.
No, I'm going to have two more kids for sure.
I'm ready. I'm ready for both
Look,
of you.
Look, I'm still hard in the paint trying, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to have two more kids. I'm going
to
freeze my eggs.
I need you to really try.
How much more do you want me to do?
I don't know, like 3, 4, 6, 7 times a day?
No, ma'am.
That's a lot.
That's a raw monkey. No, ma'am. I'm not doing it.
Let's put some chapstick on that thing.
No, ma'am.
Yeah. I think when it's meant to happen, it will. But, I mean, in this day and age with all the chemicals that we put in our body and stuff like that, it just makes it harder. The environment, the stress, the
Look, I feel
the
like
age.
Janet could have a baby at 50-something.
She lying, though. Who's seen a picture of her pregnant?
Well, okay, so
yeah,
in
haven't.
Portland, my sister Googled it because she was like, she's pregnant.
Right.
So there was a picture of her standing behind a car door. That was
right,
it.
Exactly.
That's all you got.
Mm-mm, I'm not Mm-mm. buying it. Mm-mm.
I don't think so either. And I think it's okay. I think it's okay if you get a surrogate. Like,
yeah, that's
you do
fine.
What you got to do to be happy.
Exactly.
I mean, it's nobody's business. I'm going to freeze my eggs. I don't give a fuck what nobody think about it. So.
I wonder if I can freeze my eggs. Maybe I can sell them to somebody.
Yeah. I might need them. My eggs might not be no good.
Well, if your eggs aren't good, my eggs are.
Yeah. You a Mexican though, so your eggs is fine.
Your eggs are still popping.
Oh Lord Jesus, I couldn't even imagine. But leave it up to LT. We would have like 3 more kids.
Yeah,
oh, my
and
stars.
Like all boys, and that's just not happening.
Wow, he said all boys.
Yeah, all boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't they have something now where you can say
you can pick
I
the sex?
That's
yeah.
crazy.
What's it called? Did it? Christy Teigen and John Legend.
Yeah, they did.
They chose the girl because she felt that's like he crazy. Would be an awesome dad to a daughter.
Wow. Would you guys do that? Would you choose?
No. I probably would. Yeah. If I have to go through the process of like freezing my eggs and having the doctor insert the sperm in the eggs. If I have to go through all of that,
then
I'm going to pick. Yeah,
yeah
I might as well just pick what I want.
It's only another
what would you want?
$22,000.
Yeah. I would at this point, I would want a daughter.
A daughter?
I already have a son.
Yeah, that's true.
What about
I want
you?
A little
what do
me.
You want?
Definitely. I want my choice. What God told me was 2 boys.
Mm.
Two boys.
You?
Yeah. I think it was him.
On that note. Moving on.
Right.
Okay. I don't even know how to respond. I don't know who you talk to.
That's what popped in my head. I'm like, oh my God, God made that promise that I'm gonna have 2 boys. And I think it was God. I don't know who else it would be.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't have people
like
in
voices
your
in my
brain.
Right.
Like, what is going on?
Right.
I can't speak on that. I mean, I talk to myself, I respond.
I do too. Especially when I'm mad. Like if I have a fight.
Oh, for sure.
And then I go, I should have said. Yeah. I'd be going through the fight all over.
Right. Like, I should have made this.
Right.
Wow. That's
yeah, it's sad. Been an interesting week in the news. Very sad week in the news.
Very sad. Very emotional.
Yeah, a lot going on in the world.
Yeah, so we might as well go off into it with, first of all, we want to say rest in peace to Terrence Crutcher, I believe his name is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Condolences to his family. He was murdered by the police, correct?
A police woman.
A police woman, yeah, this week, who says that she thought he was reaching for a gun into his car. He was coming from class. Mm-hmm. Car was stalled.
Mm-hmm. He was in the middle of the freeway.
Middle of the freeway, no threat, no issues or anything. And I guess the police came, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been all over the place, but they came and pulled out a gun, told him to stop.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be, and he went over to his hands were up. He went over to his car for whatever reason, and then they just shot him up. Well, they tased him and shot him, right?
Right. Well, I don't know.
Did they tase him?
I don't think ever tased him. But what happened was, so he gets out of the car, and he flags down the police. Obviously, she was panicked or nervous. Mm-hmm. That right there is indication maybe you shouldn't be the police.
No.
And she did say to put your hands up.
Right.
And I guess the response back was something like, he didn't have to, or he wasn't going to do this, but he did as he walked, or she told him to stop, and he didn't. He right. turned around, put his hands up, and he walked back to his car, and then reached into the car.
Yeah. Right.
And then she panicked, and she shot him.
Yeah.
Which, one, why did you shoot him? You could have tased him.
You definitely could have tased him.
You know, and
I thought they did. I thought they tased him and then shot him, no?
I think that the one officer was attempting, the guy cop was attempting to tase him.
Mm-hmm.
She panicked and shot him.
Right. And shot him.
I just think there has to be some type of different protocol that has to happen with these encounters. It just can't be your first reaction cannot just be to pull the trigger.
Right.
Exactly. You know?
And at the same time, us as African Americans, with us knowing everything that's going on, you have to stop.
Yeah, you can't be so defiant.
You have to. You cannot be defiant. And it's really sad to say that. And I tell my son that all the time. If a cop tells you to get out the car and put your fucking hands up, you stop and you don't give them a reason to pull that trigger.
Right.
Because they're going to.
Right.
Without hesitation.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so it's just sad and unfortunate that we're talking about this again.
Right.
You know, and they're going to make excuses and they're going to say, well, he should have listened and he should have did this and he should have did that. And, you know.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah. And he's not here anymore. That's the bottom line.
Like, but then you have the terrorist guy who bombing.
Oh, they take him alive.
And had a shootout with the police. But they're able to take him alive.
Yeah.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense.
And then all this backlash, like this riot that's in Charlotte right now. It's just like, you know, nothing good comes from any of it on either side.
Right.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately,
it just is like you're tearing up the city that you live in for what you have to go back and live there.
Yeah, because they don't give a fuck.
No.
They're not going to fix it.
Yeah.
No.
They're still going to have their local grocery stores.
Exactly. Target's going to build back up and all these places.
Absolutely.
And after you've burned and destroyed all these, hopefully, if there was any, black-owned businesses, they're not going to be able to come back in and rebuild.
So and get the loans that they need. Yeah.
And the Indians come in and you've just given them
I just think people are just so angry and they just don't know how to. They're just frustrated and they're angry. But I feel like if we're going to make a stand, let's make a stand. Let's one day choose where nobody's going to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
No NBA players and NFL players are going to check in for games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's really, if Black Lives Matter, let's really show them how far our money goes.
Right. That's where you
hit it. Let's shut down the economy for one day and really show them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's for how you do it.
Yeah. That's because that's all they care about.
Yeah. They'll listen then.
Yeah. They'll listen then.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is that we are we no longer are the biggest consumer, which is crazy. The Mexican community is now the biggest consumer of things. We are the biggest consumer of name brand things, which
that's
is
sad.
Just dumb. Like, oh. But it's like, come on now.
Are we?
Yes, we are the biggest consumer of like Gucci and Louis and stuff like that. But the Mexican community is the biggest consumer.
Mm.
Like,
interesting.
Isn't that crazy? Like, they are the biggest consumer now.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's interesting.
Well, I believe, I mean, their community is so large.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my people.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Something
with a closet full of Gucci.
Right. and a Versace belt on right now.
She see it all, honey. Right. She see it all.
Yeah. And then we also lost Shorty Lowe was in a car accident. Yeah. That's so sad.
That is so sad.
He had, what, 11 children?
Yeah.
By 10 different women.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars.
Jesus.
I know all those poor babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The car accident was really bad, though. I read, like, a couple of different things. First, I heard it was a hit and run, mm-hmm. and somebody
That's
hit
what
him,
I heard.
And yeah. he went through the guardrail, hit a tree, was ejected from the car.
Yeah.
If you saw the pictures of the car, it's...
Bad.
Oh, wow. Oh,
there were God. Two other people in the car that actually survived, right. though, right?
Really? Yeah. They went Did he not like, have on a seatbelt or
I'm
something?
Assuming
or?
Not if you're ejected.
Right,
seatbelts,
right.
seatbelts, seatbelts, guys. Like, they don't look cool, but they are so important.
Yeah.
So important.
And I fall short of that all the time.
Yeah, I always wear my seatbelt, but one thing that I notice with not only myself, but everybody who I follow on Instagram and Snap and all of these things, people I do know and people I don't know, we all snap while driving. Right. I have seen people doing it with their children in the car.
Yeah.
I have done it myself. Right. I never do it when my son is in the car, but right. I have done it myself when I'm alone. And it is so dangerous.
It's yeah, so. I try to do it like when I'm parked.
Yeah.
I really try to do it when I'm parked. But if you've noticed, they've taken off that... the miles per hour that you're going.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, because yeah. when we were on our flight back from Portland, I was like, oh, it's
And
not
it wasn't
on
there.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Oh,
okay. And they replaced it with the latitude, longitude thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, that right, is. Right.
And I actually, when I heard about Shorty Lowe's death, I actually went to his Instagram. I don't follow him, but I went to his Instagram, and I wanted to watch his InstaSnap. Mm-hmm. And it kind of showed everything leading up to
really?
That moment. You know, he was in a strip club. He right. was drinking. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, so everybody just has to
be safe and smart
and be conscious of what's going on. And you have to drive for everybody yeah. now because motherfuckers cannot drive.
They can't. Oof,
you kind of have to be like a offensive driver.
Yeah.
I gotta watch you.
Yeah, you have to watch everything that's going
watch
on around.
Everybody.
Right. And you can't do that when you're snapping
no.
or when you're engaged in conversation or texting. You can't put the phones down. And I'm gonna actually start putting my phone in the and I remember Oprah said she does that. She puts her phone in her purse
in the back seat.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
she doesn't have access to it. And I'm gonna start doing that because there has been so many times where I have been like, whoo, that was close.
Yeah, like Tracy, what are you doing?
Yeah, for sure. And it's not worth it.
Yeah.
When do you drive?
I drive, like, to the store a lot.
to buy liquor.
I drive.
The store is at the corner. You can walk there. Literally.
No, ma'am.
You can walk there.
That's funny.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's really sad. And yeah. I all of our prayers and
yeah, I hope he had everything and yeah, I hope he really had everything in order and his kids.
That's
it would be taken care
sad.
Of.
Sad. And he just buried his dad, right?
Oh, I
like
don't know.
Last week. Yeah, last week he buried his dad and he did a whole video singing about how he missed his father. So it's just
that's
it's
eerie.
Eerie.
That's
yeah.
very eerie. Yeah.
Yeah, eerie that he's gone now too. So yeah. sad.
Oh. Ooh, that's just too heavy. This will not be like last week. We are not going to have a heavy
no,
show.
We're not. So moving on to Chad Ocho Cinco.
Ocho.
So what's his deal? He says he can't pay his bills.
Right. So I don't know if you follow Chad, then you know that he always complains about his homeowners association, which I absolutely hate homeowners association.
Right.
Do not buy if they have homeowners. So I guess he hasn't been paying it. And mm-hmm. so he got slapped with a lawsuit and they're trying to foreclose on his property to take this money that he owes of $2,643.20.
Just in Ooh. Homeowner's fees.
Just in homeowner's what? Fees.
Wow.
And so they tacked on another 18% a year that he didn't pay. Right?
Oh my
and
stars.
So he's like, I just can't afford to pay my bills.
Ooh, I wouldn't.
Well, first and foremost, that's
dollars.
A fucking lie.
Right.
Okay? When you're always on your Instagram with the most...
Amazing
shoe collection that I have ever seen in my life.
Right?
You know, so let's just... delete that. We all know that when you file for bankruptcy, you always say, I can't pay my bills, only right. have $5 to my name.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. That's the name of the game. But, you know, in other words, that's just nigga shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay
your stuff. You know you have to pay it. So just pay it and stop being difficult. What's the purpose of being difficult?
That's you know that the bill is there.
You know it's there. You know it's coming. And of course,
it's like taxes. You hate to pay it.
But you got
to
do it. Are they going to come in and take your shit?
Take it.
And they are looking. They probably are looking to take his stuff.
Yeah, that's just, that's ridiculous. And why lose your home, a beautiful home that you have, over unpaid?
What is it?
Homeowners association fees that you have to pay no matter where you live.
Yeah.
Even when you leave, here and you go somewhere else, you're still going to have to pay it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Might as well take care of it now.
I know. I whatever with him. Our homeowners hits every year, and I'd be like, but if you look at it, though, I mean, mine's not crazy like this, but I mean, it pays for the lake, and it pays to clean the lake, and it pays to clean the streets and to garden and to do all of these things.
And so your security, and you know,
and I have security that goes 24 hours a day that come and do everything. So I have to turn back and look at it like, okay, it's worth it because this is what I'm paying for. You know, we have a park, we have pools, we have all of this stuff, and somehow it has to be
paid. I mean, it's just not there for free.
Right. Poor Chad. They're going to go after his little girlfriend and show all her little snaps. Right. She'll be posting new purses.
Oh, does she? Yes.
New wigs. She probably got about a $2,643,000 wig collection that was not purchased through Juju Hair.
Problem.
Well, good luck with collecting her coins while she's still bartending in a strip club.
Right.
Oh, child, please.
You know.
Hey.
I can't.
Maybe that's why she still works.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Right.
I can't.
So Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, what do you guys think about that?
Oh, I thought there was hope for marriage. I seen it coming.
I didn't. This was a sideswiper.
I didn't think so. I think Angelina has changed so much since they've gotten together.
Right.
That, and you know, Brad is Brad. You knew what you were getting when you got him. You knew he smoked weed. You knew he drank. You knew he was a party boy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that was cool at the time. And then all of a sudden, you were like, no, peace. The whole world. And I'm going to make it peaceful throughout the world. You know, like.
But I think as a woman, it's like, okay, that was cool when we were younger and we didn't have kids. Now we have, how many kids do they have?
Six
kids.
Yeah.
She said eight.
I was gonna say 11. I was still on shorty low, but. They have six kids, and shit changes.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, dude. Like, it's not cute anymore.
It's not.
But who knows the real reason why they're not
together
anymore
or
why they're going to separate. Only them two really know the truth.
Yeah.
You
know? So what are they saying happened, though? Like, what?
So they're saying that she's alleging that he is, like, verbally abusive to the kids. She just doesn't like how he treats them. And he's saying, you know, I just want to have a sterner hand in raising our kids, you know, because I think he grew up, you know, like in the Midwest.
Okay.
Two parents, household, you know, we have rules, regulations.
Whoopings and stuff,
And she's very liberal and free.
Oh.
But is that him and her saying this, or is that the media coming to conclusions and trying to figure out why they're not together anymore?
They're saying that this is what they're saying, Angelina. Well, no, Angelina said all of this inside of her actual divorce papers.
Okay.
And his rebuttal back was, you know, this is really what it is. And it can't be that bad because she's still, like, giving him 50% custody. She just wants them to live with her.
Yeah, and she doesn't want child support or spousal support or anything.
I don't think either one of them are worried about money.
Yeah.
You know, and she's not, you know, she's like,
she's
still
just
has
done. She's like, nigga, just go on about your business. It ain't working no more.
Right. Yeah, bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Poor thing. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm so out of it. Welcome back to Cocktail Time.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Well, we left off with Angelina and Brad.
Oh, honey.
It was sad. We're sad for them and their whole city. Oh, but I did want to mention, did you, I don't know if you saw, but the Post put up a picture of Jennifer Aniston laughing.
Oh, yeah, laughing.
That picture was hilarious.
Well, you know my motto. I feel like the same way you get them is the same way you lose them.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay, so yeah, it was stated that he cheated with one of his co-stars, and she's like, no. Mm-mm. Don't put me
wasn't
in that.
Wasn't me. Mm-mm.
But that is how Brad and Angelina got together, and you did take him from his wife.
Right.
He chose to leave. They both, whatever.
Right.
But, I mean,
that's hilarious. That picture was funny.
That was so funny.
I wonder what she thinks about that.
She's happily married and living her life. Yeah, she's good.
She have her baby.
I didn't even know she was pregnant.
Yeah, she was pregnant.
That was a tabloid, girl. That girl was pregnant.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Google it.
Google it, honey. That girl ain't bust out no baby.
See, that's what happens when you stand in the grocery store looking at them People magazines.
She need a quiet star. I bet. She can come up with some craziness.
You do be starting rumors, though.
She do. I can't.
I absolutely did not. I could have swore.
Nah, that girl ain't had no baby, honey.
I'm telling you.
You talking about pregnant. Jennifer Aniston, right?
No, I just thought she was married. I didn't know there was a baby.
She did get married. She did get married.
She did get married, but she ain't had no. No, she
Are you sure?
Yeah. Girl, do you know that would be all over America?
It was.
When?
No, I just remember the wedding.
Look, here is the actual picture.
Girl. She is not pregnant. Let me see.
What is that?
She's pregnant.
Let me see.
Is that real?
Yes.
Haters gonna say it's photoshopped.
Right? She's pregnant.
On Inquisitor.com. Girl, if you don't get this shit out of here, that girl is pregnant. Find me another one. TMZ. Go to TMZ. They got the tea. I don't believe that
I'm telling you, she's
pregnant.
She's
out promoting a movie about being a mom.
She is pregnant,
I'm not
people.
Fooling with you.
She's
not
pregnant. Now apologize. Right now.
No, you know what? What I'm going to do right now, we're going to make a bet.
Hollywoodlife.com
says she is
pregnant and posted a picture.
Okay, $100. Jennifer Aniston is not currently pregnant.
Yeah, but I want all my money.
I'll pay you right here live.
Pennies and nickels, like all of it.
Every coin.
And you're going to count it out.
But Tracy wants her coin, too.
All right.
That girl ain't, y'all crazy.
She's pregnant.
She might be pregnant, Tracy.
Dude, she's pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't taking that bet.
Jennifer Aniston, she's Sabrina, you bet me $100.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to settle this the next show.
We're going to settle this next week.
Yeah, we are. Look, that's why she's laughing.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be laughing when I count my coin.
You ain't counting. Look at this. Look at that. What is she? What is that?
That's a peplum dress. What do you mean? And then websites that she going to.
Are shady.
Right. News.com.au. What are they in Australia? What is that? Girl. Have my coin.
I don't know about that one.
Anyway.
But I'm not in it, so.
Right.
Anyway. Okay, so internet beef. That's, I guess, between them. That's a little internet beef. But now we have this Game and Meek Mill's beef.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, though. So the whole thing, I guess, has started because Game is saying that Meek snitched on him that he stole Sean Kingston's jewelry.
Ooh, right? I can't.
So, and that was some other beef that they had, right? So now they're going back and forth, and... Which it's all just so stupid.
So silly. They're like grown men.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to stay out of this because I don't. Jaycion, I'm just.
You stay
stop.
Over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
just stop.
This is just right. Some foolishness.
Tomfoolery.
So Game goes to Miami and somebody terrorizes his Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they have a video. And he posted it. And so Meek, you know, comments on it like, oh, so this isn't snitching.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're like going back and forth. But now Russell Simmons is, you know, went on to Instagram and he said.
Oh, he's gotten involved.
Yeah. He's
to
like,
be
peace,
the peace
be
treaty.
Still.
Yeah. Uncle Russ. He's supposed to do that.
Well, and he stated, though, that they actually are ending their beef.
Yeah, they should.
They should. But it's not true.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Because the Game went back on.
Yeah.
Right after he did that and posted a picture of Meek Mill's Nicki Safari.
Oh.
Is that how you say his name?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was like, how did you get your girl?
Oh.
Yeah. Like started a whole situation. I'm all about
the rap beef. Mm-hmm. I come from that era. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's entertainment. But, and I must say, Jaycion, that diss record that he released was just, it literally blew my mind. I mean, I could, that took me back to like the 90s, how it used mm-hmm. to be. Like, he really went in. But I am saying, with your celebrity and your voice, there's so many other things that are going on in the world right now
Absolutely.
That we just need to kind of like focus that energy on bringing awareness to other things.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, instead of the, and even Nipsey Hussle had chimed in on it. And he's like, come on now, like the black on black, like it ain't going to be no black on black killings.
Right,
You know, it's just a little bit,
it's idiotic
at this point.
I think it's gone too far. Like, yeah. it has become so, like, the thing to do, mm-hmm. almost trendy in yeah. a sense, right?
Right. But I think they're using this. Like, I don't know if you guys watched Empire. After Empire last night, the Channel 11 news came on. Shut up. And they talked about the game. They said, yeah, you know, the game was here a couple of weeks ago talking about peace and the police brutality. And now he's talking violence yeah. against another rapper.
Yeah.
Meek Mill. And I'm like, you got this. They're using you guys as a pawn to show.
Absolutely.
You guys are talking about Black Lives Matter and yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, you're threatening violence against another yeah. rap right. star.
And, you know, Jaycion, he donates so much of his own money to, mm-hmm. you
and
know,
time.
Giving back. To his own money and his own time to giving back to different people. And he has the Robin Hood I don't know what it's called, but the yeah. Robin Hood Project, where he, out of his own pocket, you know, he gives money and he takes care of funerals for people who can't afford them. And I would just, as a friend, love him to death. I would just like to see him use more of his voice for stuff like that. For good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Well, especially with, you know, the first half of the show and all the seriousness that was. It's just, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on in the streets. Just period.
Period.
Right.
The last thing we need to be doing is fighting each other, for
no,
sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. We need a strong friend, absolutely.
Didn't we just say it wasn't going to get look,
Andy? sip my drink.
Oh, honey.
Okay, well, then let's lighten it up.
Sip my vodka with my chaser. Right.
Oh, God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Moving on.
Yeah.
Let's light it up. Okay, so I don't know if you guys watched again the, what is it, Rob in China?
Of course.
Oh, I missed it this week.
I TiVo it now. Does that count in ratings when you TiVo?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, yes, it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it does, because it's still, your DVR still has to go to that channel and actually record it, even if it's recording 30 things at one time.
Oh, okay.
Mm. You know, it's still showing that it's being watched.
Yeah, well, I TiVo it, so.
Yeah, I do too. But...
So, it's still crap, but moving
on. So in the show, you know, Rob was like, my girlfriend, she cheated on me. She treated me so bad. And, you know, this is why I act the way that
I
do.
Has all these insecurities because of a previous relationship.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get over that. But anyway, so Adrian goes on to The Real, and she's like, look, let me make this perfectly clear.
That had nothing to do with me.
That
yeah,
girl
I seen
is
that
not
yesterday.
Me.
Right. Oh, wow. Like, don't do it.
It's not me. So I, of course, being nosy, was like, oh, my gosh, well, who did Rob date
after? You know, Rosta Acosta or whatever her name is.
Who?
Rosta Acosta?
What's it? Rosta Acosta?
Who?
The girl that...
Rosa.
I don't know.
Rosta Acosta.
The girl that Nikki is sleeping with on Love & Hip Hop dated him before, remember? When she was supposed to be pregnant. The beginning of the show. When they first started. They were in a relationship. Yeah.
Well, okay. So I didn't see that. But what I did see was Rita Ora. And do you remember they had that big falling out because they were dating? And then all of a sudden she just disappeared and she was with somebody else and literally was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I wonder if that's who he was talking about, because all the Kardashian sisters like stopped talking to her and stopped liking her. And
yeah, and I think their thing was really quick, though. Yeah. Wasn't it? Because I like heard about it one moment and then next moment she was gone.
Yeah.
And that's when he fell into his pit of depression, right?
Yeah.
He went down fast.
Absolutely,
I mean, he ate
fast.
Himself into oblivion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he really did. He went down fast.
That's a clear sign of depression, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I must be depressed.
Yeah. Oh, girl.
But you know what? I don't know. I'm different because, like, when shit starts to fall apart with me and relationships don't go right, mm-hmm. I don't get mad. I get sexy.
Right.
I really start going hard. Like, right, I be right, in right. a gym and working out, and I be like, I'm going to show you, motherfucker. Like, right. you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that type that's just going to sit in the house and get fat right. and let somebody get the best of me.
Well, right. she got, yeah. whoever it is, she absolutely got yeah. the best of him. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that. It has to be something else, like a whole nother underlining issue, because he's so depressed. Like, you don't come out of the room.
And, you don't, yeah, you know,
yeah, I definitely
trips.
Think it's something right? deeper than just his heart being broke.
It right, because then he was like, oh, it had to do with my dad, but ain't their daddy been dead for
he's been gone.
Yeah, he's been gone for a minute.
What? He's been gone. He's been gone a long time,
he
so you can't use that.
He's been gone for a long time.
Maybe just the celebrity, and maybe it's just too much for him.
And you all know, his sisters being yeah. you know, more famous
right,
than him.
So then you turn around and you go and you get in a relationship with your sister's boyfriend's baby mama.
Yeah.
And then decide, we're going to do a TV show.
Yeah.
And Chyna, I really like Chyna. I think she's so funny. But... she wants that. She wants that celebrity.
Yeah, she wants yeah. that life.
So you had yeah. to know that that's what you were going to get into when you started.
You know
dating
what?
Her.
I think she took advantage a little bit of his celebrity, but his. I think she took advantage of him while he was down.
Yeah, his vulnerability.
His vulnerability. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think she kind of was very strategic about it mm-hmm. and kind of capitalized on it, and now. I kind of feel like I watched the show and he looks fucking miserable as hell to me. You know, anytime they're together, he's looking like, he's looking like, what did I get myself into?
Right.
Why did I so get bad. Myself Damn. Into this? You know, yeah. but.
Yeah, she's, I don't know. Maybe because it's just.
Can't knock her hustle.
No, you can't, but you can knock her motive.
I mean,
people are still people. People still have feelings, especially if you already know that they're in like this great depression.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And you yeah. take advantage of that. That in itself. And I'm not saying that she did. It's alleged.
Allegedly.
Right. But just, you know, that's sad to me.
It yeah, it is sad.
And then to throw a baby in the mix on top of it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. It sucks. Okay, I'm over that. Mm. Over them. Over them. So Lifetime is making this movie. I don't know if you guys saw it on Instagram. I have the trailer. Do you? Okay, we're going to watch the trailer real quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
All about the move, word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot. Running through them keys, way before Cali. Running with the pushes, way before Mavis. Word to the five, I'm the one that four miles. Caught off the...
Be Ruthless Records' first female artist.
We're gonna fly. We're gonna make it straight out of Compton.
I gave you this track a week ago. Where is it?
I can't work like this, Dre.
You sing it like you feel it. I'ma kick your ass.
Maybe you deserve so much better than this world of rap and marriage. Don't trade your freedom for security.
It's your turn to be scared.
You gotta own yourself.
Wow.
So,
okay. I'm gonna start off by saying I love Michelle with all my heart. I was there for the baby shower when Bailey was born, all of that. This right here, though, is why.
Well, I don't know. Did you guys watch? I don't know if you watched the show that she was on. What was that show?
Yeah.
Hollywood Divas, the first season,
yeah.
And so on the show, like, she stated, you know, Dre was crazy abusive.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm.
Then she said, you know, Suge was the same way and that she attempted suicide all the time.
Yeah. I think she wants her story heard. She was a big part of the history, and they didn't really give her, they never acknowledge her in anything, you know? Yeah. So I think she wants her story told.
Yeah. To this extreme, I mean, like, it's like Ike and Tina, but in
yeah, I think she's such a classy woman. Mm-hmm. And I just remember our little talks and things that she would tell me. She's such a class act. Mm-hmm. I think that she could have did this in a different way with maybe a book.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was working on the book on the show. Mm-hmm. She was working on a book, but I think it was more towards suicide.
Right.
And it was something else.
Yeah. I think she, I don't know about, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, sure. I was going to say, it looks good.
Yeah. Like, this is the, probably the best Lifetime movie trailer I have seen.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to watch it. And I know she has an amazing story to tell because I was there to see some of it. But like I said, I would have liked her to do it in a classier way, in a different way, write a book, maybe be the spokesperson for abuse and... Mm-hmm. Suicide and stuff like that.
I wonder though how much of it is really her and how much of it is Lifetime for drama.
To sell the story.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that was just, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like that was.
I mean, I used to hear stories about, I'm not going to say too much, but I do remember seeing with my own eyes when we would all be together, and this was during the time that she was with Suge, she was not allowed to hug other men. There were a lot of things that she couldn't do, a lot of restrictions that she had on her that he put on her. You know, so like I said, she does have an amazing story to tell. I'm definitely going to watch it because I want to see it, but I would like for her to, you know, kind of just step up and, you know, like be a spokesperson and an advocate for domestic violence and, you know.
Yeah, just a better way to tell the story. Maybe you should write a book.
I should, and I've been approached about it.
No, don't do it.
I'm not going to.
Don't do it.
I have a lot of stories.
I know. I was telling LT, I was like, you should write a book. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no.
Yeah, nobody ever thought that little girl in the studio that was just sitting there up against the wall watching everything. They never thought years later. But no, I'll take all my secrets to my grave. That's just me.
Can we take them to girls? To
the girls? No, I'm taking. That's the one thing about me. Everybody know if you tell me something, I'm taking it to the grave because I ain't telling nobody else. I ain't seen it and I ain't heard it.
Right.
So much love to all my Defro family. I'll never tell our secrets.
I hope that she actually makes some really good money off of this.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like I feel like she really got the short end of the stick with both of her divorces.
Yeah.
And I think she's an overlooked artist. Like even though she has that crazy voice.
Her voice is annoying.
Yes.
When you hear her. Yeah, when you hear her. I'm going to say it because I love her,
but her voice is annoying. Singing voice is amazing.
Yeah. It's powerful.
Right? You would never think such a big voice would come out of such a little person.
A little body. Yeah, a little person. You know? Yeah. And she's so sweet. She's one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. Like, genuinely. Just a good person. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to Misha Lay.
Shout out. Can't wait to see it.
Me, I didn't say a day. Oh, October. It comes out in October.
October next month? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay,
next
cool.
Month. So we'll come back and we'll discuss that later. Okay, so there's this new law. And remember you, I, and Jack were having a conversation about preference. Mm-hmm. So the new law states that that as an employer, you can choose to not hire somebody if they have dreads.
But that's discrimination.
Yeah.
But is it?
It is.
Yeah, that's definitely discrimination.
How can you tell me how I can wear my hair coming to work?
No, I'm not telling you how you could wear your hair, but I am telling you how I would, what I would like inside of my business.
No.
Yes.
That's discrimination.
That's discrimination.
First of all,
That's like saying I'm only going to hire people with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Right.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't, but
it's
done.
And if you don't like my dreads, then you shouldn't have hired me in the first place.
Right. And that's crazy that this is actually now legal.
Well, it's not so much that it's legal. What happened was is the Equal Opportunity Employer Commission, they went and to an appeal court, and they fought for this lady named Chastity Jones, who I guess got hired by an insurance processing company. The insurance processing company later, I don't think she ever started the job. Hmm. So they just, actually, I don't even think they hired her. And I think it was, you know, due to the fact that she had dreadlocks. And The company said that the employees must be groomed in a way that projects a professional and businesslike image, and dreads tend to get messy. And so,
and they stink.
They do. And I, to be quite honest with you, okay, so
I'm just gonna be the devil's advocate here because I don't fucking like dreads.
I don't either. And I also feel like, if you are serving me food, I don't want to see this nappy locked up.
Oh, honey.
But don't get me wrong. That goes for white people with dreads, black people with
dreads.
All dreads, period.
They're just nasty to me.
Don't do it.
No, ma'am.
No,
I have seen
a headband and a head situation. That's what those are for.
No, I have seen some guys, like, there are a couple athletes who have dreads that, like, really keep them very neat and tamed and take care of them. But then there have been other people that I have seen that have dreads, and I'm not going to mention no name, and I have given them a hug, and their dreads smell like complete fucking shit.
But that's the
nasty.
And
that's gross.
And I get that, but that's like with anyone's hair. Like, if you're not upkeeping your hair, you could be a stringy, greasy mess.
Why are you pointing to me? Stringy, greasy mess.
No, I'm not saying now.
Shots fired.
No, I'm not saying now, but to directly say those with dreads, because it's almost like you're discriminating against black. Well, see, because who mostly has dreads in black?
A lot of white people have dreads.
No, there's
too.
A lot of people.
I ordered an Uber. Oregon. I was in Denver. Mm-hmm. I ordered an Uber, and a lady pulled up in the Uber with dreads, and she was white.
Right.
I was like, look at this.
Oregon, and a lot of white people had dreads.
In Oregon,
I don't think it was so much that it was the dreadlocks. It was just that the company didn't like the look. Now, we've never seen her locks. I don't know what they look like. They could have been, you know, Diva's locks are very nice. They're very well maintained.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They could have been completely something else. But Tracy, as a business owner of a hair
company. You own a hair company.
So if I came in and my hair was an absolute total disaster and I wanted to come in to sell your hair, and this is how I'm going to present myself.
Absolutely not. No.
What's the difference between you and them?
No, because first of all dreads are not just wild and crazy. If you came in with your dreads in a nice tight bun or just nice, like Diva's,
that's not
it
what
be
I
a
said.
Problem.
That's not what I said.
Okay, repeat what
you
said.
What I said was that if I came in and my hair was a mess, I didn't even say dreads. I just was an absolute mess.
Well, that's what anyone, though. You can't get a job with your hair as a mess. No, they're saying no dreads.
No dreads.
No, she's assuming that it was because of the dreads. So she went to the Equal
Opportunity. No. New law makes it legal for employers to discriminate against people with locks. They didn't say with messy hair.
Right, but let me tell you what. Okay, so this is what happened. So the Equal Opportunity goes to court. They go to court and they fight for this lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the court gave the company the right to not hire her. They said it's okay, you don't have to.
I think you know what?
Dreadlocks.
The bigger picture here is it starts with something so minute as dreads. And then before you know it, it's race and sex and color. It's so many other things. Like, how can you get away with this?
Right.
Before you know it, people would be saying, well, I don't want to hire black people because all my customers are white.
Right. Okay. So, but what if you have a black-owned company like Sweetie Pies and she wants to just hire all black people because she wants to support her community?
Nah, that's
that wrong.
Yes, it's discrimination.
For her company, she owns it. She can do. It's not like she is
like
the government.
You're like, okay, so you can say, okay, well, AT&T will only hire a certain class of people. Well, it's AT&T corporate is running it, so they can hire who they want to. No, you're leaving out a whole. They can exclude a whole race of people.
First of all, they would never exclude a whole race of people.
I just don't think it's important enough to be a law.
No.
Like, there are so many other fucking laws that we need. Like, nobody cares about dreads.
Pick your paper.
Right. No, it should be a law. The only thing that should stop you from getting a job, so far as physical appearance is concerned, is if you come in there, you funky.
And you're not qualified.
You're disheveled and you're not, exactly, right. You're not disqualified. But
right, but that's what I'm saying. So we don't know what the dreads look like. And we don't. She could have been a hot mess.
Well, but she couldn't have been.
It still shouldn't be a law
about dreadlocks. About hair.
This is what they're saying.
No, I got the feeling that you low-key agreed with the situation.
No, but what I do agree with is if it is my business and I would like to run it the way that I would like to run it, I don't think that anybody should tell me how I should or have to run my business.
So you would discriminate is what you're saying.
Yeah, probably. She'd be a racist business owner.
Oh, honey. I can't. Girl, no, ma'am. You can't.
I can. It's my business. And who's going to stop me?
The EEOC.
Okay, come on.
And you're going to have to you're going to have to pay. You can't discriminate when it comes to employing, you know,
first
being an employer.
First of all, I'm not saying that I would actually not hire because you weren't qualified, you know, and I just didn't like what you look like.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is that if I don't like this appearance and you represent my company and I don't feel like you represent my company in your look, then I'm not going to hire you.
Well, okay, then they're not qualified then for the job.
I guess that would be a form of qualification.
But it shouldn't be a law. But it shouldn't be a law. That's taking it too far. That's just taking it too far.
It shouldn't be a law, but when we talk about rights, we have to talk about rights on both sides.
Like, how about making a law against people who don't brush their fucking teeth? Like, that shit should be a law.
Can we make that a law?
Yeah, fuck the dreads. How about hygiene? That needs to be a fucking
hygiene
law.
Should definitely be a law.
Now, that I would understand, but come on.
Look, all I'm saying is, that when we talk about rights, you have to talk about rights on both sides, for the employer and for the employee. Like, we can't take away one person's rights to make it, you know, so that your rights are okay. Like, you cannot do that.
I just think that's just another way for them to try to target African-Americans and just make it harder for us to be employed and have jobs because that's the majority of people who have locks are African-American.
Boom.
You know, whatever with them. Fuck they laws. Yeah. Start your own business, people.
Right. That's a story to tell. Because, ooh, honey, it's getting cold outside.
It is getting cold.
They ain't got no love for us.
None.
They don't, but whatever.
Absolutely not.
It's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, honey. We're going to have to talk after this.
About what?
Oh, I don't know, child. Your discrimination package.
First of all, Tracy, Lynn.
Not my whole government. No, ma'am. Go ahead.
It's not even your name.
I want to talk about this Chris Brown thing because that kind of really gets up under my skin.
Chris Brown. What's going on with Chris Brown?
So Chris Brown has a new girlfriend, Sydney Christine. Right. Is that her name? And I guess she was friends with Karrueche, which is Chris Brown's ex.
Right.
I have a problem with the homies hanging around, and then when they get the right opportunity, now they become the new boo.
Right.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that's a little funky.
And I talked about that on another show about your best friend sleeping with your man behind your back. And
yeah, that's slimy.
I have a real big issue with that.
I have a problem with that, too. And it wasn't like they were associates, like I've seen you around or whatever. They actually have actual photos of them, like hugged up, you know. Selfie.
Oh, so they were friends. Friends. Oh, yeah, that's trashy.
Yeah. It's like, that's bad.
It's a thin line. For him, it's expected. You a nigga, you know.
Oh, Lord!
You know, men is just, they gonna jump on whatever want them whenever they want it. It's not too many men that's gonna turn down some ass. Mm-hmm. You know, but as a woman, it's like, when do you say enough is enough? When do you say I'm not going to do that because I have a little bit of respect for myself?
Right. But when did it become? Well, your husband's definitely never been attractive to me. Thank God.
Well, that would be gross because you guys are blood related.
Even anybody that you've dated, I've never looked at them in a sense of, ooh,
yeah,
he's so handsome. Like,
no. I have. Now I looked at Gary. I was like, ooh, Gary handsome.
Well, watch out for Tracy.
I just said he was handsome, like my stars. But I left it at that.
Oh my God.
No disrespect to my husband. You know, that's my heart.
No, I get it.
He said the same thing.
Right.
That's his best friend.
Right. That's his, we both like, ooh. No, but you know what I mean.
I've never looked like, it's just never been like, ooh.
Yeah.
But that's because we're friends. And so.
No, we're family.
Well, yeah.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're family. Even my friends are. So I've never been like, I'm going to keep my eye on that.
Yeah,
pride.
That's style. You
but
style.
There are so many girls that become your friend for your situation and then turn around, throw you under the bus thinking that, oh, when this frees up,
right,
that's all me.
Yeah, it's on a crack.
But I feel like Chris should have been like, I see your motives, and we're just not going to do that.
He wasn't going to do that.
I mean, know.
Especially since he all over the world crying for this woman. Right, exactly. I mean, it seems like if you're trying to make your way back in,
I don't know.
At least.
It's like a ploy for attention. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really bad. Really
that
bad.
Sucks. I didn't know they were friends. I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I had a picture of it.
Associates is one thing. It's like, I don't know that bitch. Make your next move your best move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hoes is going to do what hoes is going to do.
Absolutely.
It's expected. But if we've shared intimate times and stories and you've cried on my shoulder and you spent the night over my house and then
you end up
with my ex, that ain't cool.
No, not
bitch,
at
you
all.
Deserve a beat down.
A complete beat down. That's not cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really want to go to this Bad Boy family reunion tour.
Yes.
Not if them tickets is $200.
LT.
$600?
Yes. It was $400 for like far up. And it's crazy, like the price. But in Vegas, it's cheaper.
Let's go to Vegas.
I don't have a problem going to Vegas. You know,
when is it
time.
In Vegas?
October 1st.
Oh, that's like what, in a week, 2 weeks? Like
October, I won't even be here.
I don't know. I still can't get over the $600.
Yeah, that's insanity.
I mean, no.
Yeah, no.
Shit, no wonder he on the top of the Forbes list every year.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That and that expensive ass Ciroc that got cocaine in it should keep you
does
coming
it?
Back.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
You know what? That's sure why does. Y'all addicted.
That's why we
addicted
to that shit. I am. So I guess I'm a low key little crackhead over here with Ciroc. Cause
and Kevin always is like,
I will drink Ciroc. Yep, me too. Yep, it was some reports that came out that they had found like very small traces of cocaine in Ciroc. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, my stars.
I'm not just making that one cocaine. That one bottle. Or
oh, my stars.
Maybe it was the bottle I had because I ain't stopped drinking it since.
It could have been. Oh, that is a mess. Oh, my stars.
I need rehab for Ciroc. Yes.
Okay, so breaking news, guys. For real breaking news, like 15 minutes ago, the prosecutor announced first-degree manslaughter charges for the Tulsa officer that fatally shot Terrence Crutcher.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, that's
good.
Amazing. So that just happened.
Right. I just hope we get a
conviction.
Lord Jesus. Hooked on phonics. Do they still have hooked on phonics?
If they do, send me the pack.
No, that's amazing news.
That's really good news. That is really, really good news. That's a start.
It's a start.
Absolutely.
Now let's just make sure that we...
As a positive start.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
But in order for them to actually charge her... Mm-hmm. Then it must be some hardcore evidence there that shows.
It was all videoed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing was.
And her husband was actually in the helicopter.
Yeah, did you hear him say
that
he was like
husband?
A bad man?
Yeah,
that was her husband.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
I want to know what made him look like a bad man.
Because he's black, a big black man.
Big black man. Oh, honey.
Because he was probably, wouldn't harm a fly.
Right. Well, he was coming from like music class, wasn't he?
He was in
a mess. Yeah, I think so. He was in the church choir or something like that.
Now watch his album and hit number one.
Did he? He don't have no album. That or does he?
I have no idea.
Like Shorty Lane?
He should have had one. Oh, that would have been
If I was his family, I would.
We would put together a compilation.
Yeah, heck
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, people buy stuff.
That's good news. I'm happy for his family. I am too.
Yeah.
In other news.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you guys watch How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes.
I normally do. Yeah, I do.
Back Tonight.
Yay!
And it's on automatic TiVo.
Yeah.
So I will be watching.
You actually watch live TV?
I don't think so.
Right, Ashley's TiVo's everything.
I don't think I'm ever home when my shows come on.
You know what though? I don't.
Yeah.
I purposely don't. I hate commercials.
Yeah, and then I like to fast forward through the commercials.
But no, let me take that back. I don't hate commercials because I will sit there and I will laugh at a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch the commercial awards.
Ooh, honey.
You don't remember that?
No.
Like, I remember the year
absolutely not.
That the hemorrhoid commercial won number one because she was walking down the stairs and she had to turn around and run back up. It was like when your hemorrhoids flare up.
No, ma'am.
Right. Don't
I
do
can't.
It.
No, I've never seen the hemorrhoid awards.
But I will be watching. Not the Hemorrhoid Awards.
I mean the commercial awards.
But I will be watching How to Get Away with Murder tonight for
yes,
sure.
Definitely.
That's like
so
my
excited.
Favorite. That Power and
I cannot
Scandal.
Get into Power. I cannot get into
oh,
Power.
Oh, I love Power.
I can't get
did you
into
see he
girl.
Made love to his wife?
Yes, honey.
Girl.
And I knew it was coming when she had that little neck. I said, she finna get, he finna
yeah.
get that monkey,
so
honey.
I wanted to be up mm-mm. under that all day long.
She's so whack. She's the reason why I don't watch the show.
Oh, you mean the
wife? Like, she's so terrible. I mean, not as a person. I don't really know her. But
yeah,
her
see,
as,
I don't like Angela.
Part,
I don't like the mistress.
I don't like her either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
She was
like
getting all. She was getting all that good dick. I couldn't believe
she
it.
Did you just say that?
I was low-key jealous.
And on that note, we're going to wrap.
And on that note.
Cocktail time, Los Angeles.
Thanks for watching.
You're crazy.